Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello.
Boss Barrel Radio for the week of March 23rd, 2011. 21-1. 21-1. What's up, guys? Ryan.
Yo. What's up?
John. I'm doing great.
I'm trying to do as good as I can.
John Stanhope, Ryan Fielder, Griffin Hoffman.
I'm a little more awake than last time.
That's good. John, you still are recovering from the loss?
Well,
mourning the loss of your...
fighting for the lost. Shepherd.
Speaking of fighting for the lost, before we go on and do anything else, just want to let everybody know who's out there listening to this, that if you are interested in donating to like all these Japanese relief funds, the relief funds for the earthquake in Japan, there's tons of things out there, and if you're using a game console, you can donate using Xbox Live. You can also donate through the PlayStation Network. And then I think Axis or Arxis Games has a sale going on where if you buy any of their games right now off their website, all the proceeds, like anything that they get off the games, will go straight to... we'll go straight to relief for Japan. I donated through a PSN. I sent $5 along that way, so
that's
kind of nice.
That's good.
It makes it really easy. It's just add to fund wallet.
Is this sort of the thing. First time?
It's ridiculous how you can do it over video game. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I don't know. Really I'm sure it happens. Like there's the.
Now you're gonna start like getting spam. Spam donation mail. Like, hey, you want to donate here? Hey,
well,
you
want to
donate here?
Like, we talked about the ISK thing through EVE Online, and and like that's why I say, like, there's another one that I can't remember the details on. It's like donate to the Red Cross by texting your cell phone something, some number, but I'm just going to go through PSN or Xbox Live and donate that way, because at least you know.
Might give them some Microsoft points.
Yeah, either Major Nelson's going to be getting a cut, or what's his name from PSN's getting a cut? Guy who I don't like.
Damn it, why can't I remember his name? President, the vice president of all things funny.
Mm-hmm. That guy that everybody loves. Anyway, sure, he'll come up there.
Right?
Kevin Butler.
Kevin's a butt.
Kevin's a butt. Lur.
Oh.
So, guys.
Starting it off fresh today.
You guys been doing anything exciting?
Games?
Well, you probably... How many times have you finished Dragon Age now, Ryan?
Three times.
How many times have you prestiged?
And you've...
I prestiged once this week.
God, every
and
week.
I've beaten near four times.
Are you... Really?
Yeah.
Did you do the delete your save thing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Was it awesome?
I got a 200-point achievement.
Now you're... I saw you're stuck at 900, though.
The other ones are ridiculous.
Oh, like, really?
They're all secret achievements, and they're all like, upgrade your weapon to the maximum, and there's like 30 weapons that you have to upgrade all of them, and there's 6 upgrades a piece, and you have to find separate things for each upgrade, like for each weapon. So, yeah, that would have taken probably more hours than I've put into the game.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken to upgrade the weapons.
Right.
Just like ridiculous.
You don't have to.
Where's the eye of the tiger, man?
You don't have to finish all of them. Right?
I'll take the 900. Right. I'll take the 900 out of 1,000 on that one.
Crazy.
But I figured out there's a way. If I let you borrow this, at the end you can get the achievement, and then like 2 screens later, it's like deleting save data. So if I would have just got the achievement, turned off my Xbox, I would still have the save.
As soon as it
save.
Popped up, then you just back on.
Yep.
And then you transfer that save to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Instant achievement.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Did you ever get the DLC achievements for Dragon Age to work?
No, they didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you try and uninstall it, reinstall?
No.
Anything that we were talking about?
No, I didn't, but I suppose I could. But I was just kind of waiting for an update. I'm sure there'll be an update sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, no one has unlocked these achievements
really?
In the world.
Huh.
Except for the people on PC.
Probably just through console command stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't purchased it on PSN, and John, you haven't either, so.
What's
John
that?
Can't play it.
The DLC for Dragon Age.
No,
Dragon Age Trois.
I would like to. I probably would have already.
You don't really need to, though.
Yeah.
John, I think by the time you get your PlayStation back, I will be caught up with you in Dragon Age 2.
Sweet.
You're playing that game really slow.
I am. I am playing it really slow.
Just kind of enjoying it every once in a while? Is that what's going on?
Well, I've been...
Sorry, how I'm playing Pokemon.
First of all, I've been busy lately getting my stuff moved
into
What,
moving? Yeah. That's not important.
Yeah, I've been working a lot of hours, extra hours, and then also in my free time moving and then tearing up the yard here and help cleaning the house because it needs it. We bought a hedge trimmer. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm gonna trim the crap.
What are you
out
gonna
of
do?
Trucks.
Wait. What are you gonna are you trim gonna Jen's that? Bushes?
I'm gonna trim the bushes at Jen's house that may or may not belong to her. Yeah, no, the yard needs it, so I'm gonna hit up the front yard first, hack up some of the old stuff, and then go into the backyard and deal with that.
Yeah,
and then probably give Hunter some incentive to pick up the twigs, like some.
Awesome. I was thinking, hours on the video game.
No, I was thinking like I would pay him $5 for every bag he fills worth of sticks.
I will. 5 cents for every twig you pick up.
Oh, God. Then he'd have to count them, and that would be even more difficult. Yeah, something to do...
You'd be picking up ones that are, like, this big.
Or breaking them in half, and it's two now.
That's 10 cents.
Yep.
I would pay him just for being creative.
Jen and I were cleaning the gutters, which really needed it, and I vacuumed the deck. I don't really know if that's a thing.
Usually you sweep the deck.
Yeah, but there's like stuff in the cracks, so it's
bothering. You power wash it.
Yeah, we're going to do that next. That's what I figured. Yeah.
Vacuum was just a little preemptive strike.
Well, my point for vacuuming the deck was I wanted to get the corners. I have a lot of leaves built up in
them. Your vacuum.
That's a shop vac. So I wanted to get the corners that have like a lot of leaves dug into them. Yeah.
Sounds like you're pretty excited to play this new game called
Move
yard
into
work.
A house. I like yard work. You know, I like putting on a podcast and listening while I'm, you know, tearing up sticks. Even without a podcast, I just like being out there outside and cleaning, you know, cleaning up the yard, establishing my dominance over nature.
Yeah. If you want something else to do, I could start taking my craps in your yard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I spent an entire day just picking up cigarette butts from the front yard one time. It took a long, long time.
Yeah. I'm sure. That was a good little can you have now.
Yeah, that's nice. So I've been occupied. But yes, my progress through Dragon Age has been very slow. I haven't been playing it that much. I think I'm at 18, 19 hours now into it. Good and I God. Am just in the second chapter.
What?
The second act. Like, I just got out of the deep roads.
I think I beat the game at, like, 19 hours.
Yeah, maybe by the time I start playing this for the second time.
I do every quest until they don't give them any more quests, and then I go on to the next
thing.
So do I. Obviously not, because I've got Isabella deep roads.
Fair enough.
I guess my first playthrough I didn't have Isabella. Isn't she a bitch?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait, you're not that far yet.
Probably not, no. Yeah, so I'm just doing stuff like... I just started the second act, which... is really
you're
lame.
Out of the deep roads.
Yeah, I'm out of the deep roads, and it's really lame because you go to the deep roads and like they do the foreshadowing bit with Varric saying like, you know, we were way in over our heads. We had no idea what to expect when we were going into this adventure, and we didn't know it would end up so poorly. And then
it's not as.
And then it happens. Like the stuff that happens there happens, which isn't as dark
it's
as
crazy epic as he.
Yeah.
Well,
makes it sound.
You gotta
give
it time.
Well, at the end of it, then it's like finally, okay, well, there's this betrayal that happened, and then, you know, on your way out, it's like, oh, this thing happened to these characters, and then it just happens through cutscenes. Like there's maybe two dialogue choices that don't matter in what you say. You can go about dealing with it in different ways depending on your party members or who you brought along, that sort of stuff, but it's like the information or the heavy-hitting moments of the story are only conveyed to you through dialogue and then cartoon exposition where it's like, oh, this person decided to do this thing that really hurt me as Hawk. Or, you know, it's just fade to black. And then it's like, oh, Varric's like, oh, I'm so sorry about this person that they did that. And then you're like, yeah, okay. And then it's like cut to, okay, now Hawk with this person's, Deep Road Expedition findings, you gained a bunch more money and have put yourself up into like a aristocratic position in Kirkwall. Kirkwood. Kirkwall. And it's just like, yep, okay, now you're there. And like, well, what happened? Like, how did you get to that position? You just paid off people? I don't really like it. But what I've heard is the second act is the best part of the game, so I'm looking forward to that sort of stuff. And then the foreshadowing at the beginning of the second act makes it really interesting, and I kind of sense where it's going. So I'm excited to jump into that stuff. I have been a little bit, but...
The Aeroshock.
Aeroshock, yeah. I met him in the first chapter, or the first act, and talked to him a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy.
Dude,
he's a stand-up
possibly
guy.
One of the better characters, actually.
Definitely, yes. In this game. Like I was saying, when I was talking, like in the first act, you run into him through a couple quests, and you just can kind of go and talk to him on occasions, too. I find that dialogue bit is probably one of the best in the game, because it reminds me of, again, to bring up Star Trek, it reminds me of, like, the season one or the first show Star Trek. Did you ever watch the original Star Trek at all?
No, not really.
Okay, well,
I've seen some episodes.
It reminds me of, like, Red October sort of thing, like Submarine Commanders, where it's just, like, a battle of wits. Like, nobody's backing down, but everybody's just trying to, like, flank each other through dialogue. So you're talking to Aeroshock, and he's talking to you, and he's, like, you know, giving his, like, goat Muslim views on the world, like, it because, you know, they are, like, Muslim-type mentality characters, where it's, like, everybody has their place. This is the Quinn or Quan or whatever it is.
Kune,
yeah. It's exactly the same as... You know, similarly sounding to their holy text, and it's like, okay, yeah, I see what you're getting at, game, and you're constantly trying to maneuver around each other just through dialogue. And I really like that part, because no matter what you pick, like if you're aggressive, smart, or peaceful, whatever you go, it is a very well written piece of dialogue. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's aggressive, but You're aggressive no matter what you say, but it's also very well worded and very intelligent. So I like that sort of battle of the wits between the two people that you have, and I'm excited to do more of that.
Did you have the dialogue yet with the Aeroshock where he gets upset? Okay.
I don't know if you...
Because he doesn't show a lot of emotion. Like, he's very calm.
No, he's pretty much always just brushed me away or just said, like, we're done talking.
You're coming up really close, too.
You should be grateful!
Yeah, he gets... Dude, he gets a little
yeah. Well, then after
but you really start to understand why he deserves to be a little upset.
The Dragon Age, like, promo videos had always been you fighting that horned dude on a pedestal.
He's on the cover of the game.
Yeah, and it's like, well, okay, so basically this is what we're dealing with in this game.
That's what I'm like at some point you're like some kind of throwdown, like. Yeah. That's what you assume you have to be leading up to, but I've been playing another 20 hours. It's going to be fine now.
And I, when I was going through the deep roads, I did notice what you guys were saying. The tactics did change slightly, but it was only because I was trying to not let my party die.
Right.
Going through the deep roads, I would have to occasionally switch to another party member and use a heal thing.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't.
But that's... Yeah, I mean, the only reason I've been running into really irritating issues of Isabella pulling too much aggro, and then she takes all the damage and she doesn't
escape. Take her skill off. One of her skills is she makes all the enemies come to her.
She doesn't have that.
You don't. Oh well,
that's I have an ability that I bought for her that she can redirect enemies to whoever is the second most aggressive. So I have that set up, hoping that she would always send them to me. Because, like, what I'll do is, when I was in the deep roads, I kept, like, having her die in fights. Mm-hmm. So what I would do then is just play as her and let my characters just do the other stuff, or my main character do the other stuff, and just, like, I would escape and stealth when she'd get low and then use a heal potion and go back into combat.
Also, check and see, like, because with the Gambit thing, at the very, very top, it gives an indicator of how
aggressive, passive, or ranged.
She's being too aggressive, and you can.
But she's doing a lot. She's doing massive damage.
Like, right, I know. And rogues are capable.
She has huge DPS, and she has a lot of stuff to pull aggro. But I don't have anybody in my party who can then pull it off her. She only has a skill that can push it to somebody else. So
that's a bummer too. Like, yeah. As a player rogue, you can eventually take a specialty in what's called shadow.
You're playing as a warrior, right?
Yeah. So I bought taunt so I can pull everybody off, but it doesn't really seem to work very well.
No.
Like it does. It seems to only work occasionally, and the radius isn't very big, and so. Yeah.
Did you find the auriculicum?
I don't know if I found auriculicum yet. I must have missed it, but.
Did you find any auriculicum?
Dude, I don't even remember what I did. I'm trying to blank it all out.
Just
make it a completely new experience for me.
The Deep Road stuff was pretty fun. It was long. I was expecting it to be shorter.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you kill the rock wraith at the end?
Oh, yeah. That thing was funny.
I mean, that's not a spoiler or anything. It's just a funny little side note.
Right, and that was stuff that was being talked about before the game came out, which is like, it's like the battle you get in is not your typical Dragon Age battle, which is just run up to dude and hack until he's dead. It takes one extra step into like a World of Warcraft boss battle where you have different phases and you have to run around the map to hide when he's
I thought in that was really phase cool. B. I was down for having like
except my characters never seemed to follow me. They would just be like
they would just sit there inside of the microwave and I was like, no, don't do that. What I found that you need to do instead of just like running yourself right behind the pillar, run behind the pillar and go as close to the screen as you can because that will really make them. I'm not saying it's perfect, but you'll get as many of them to follow you as possible.
I only had one moment of a problem where Beric stood out in the beam too long, and then he came back in and he was fine. But I'm expecting if I was not playing on casual, he would have been toasted.
Oh yeah,
because he was taking damage, but it wasn't doing a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, I played the Rock Wraith thing.
So you picked. I will not side with you. I'm going to kill you.
Which one?
Wait, well, because
you have the option.
You encounter the dude who's like, I have the hunger, and he's like, I'm going to keep all these guys off you if you just help me to the end of this chasm thing. So I said, no, I'm not going to side with you. I punched him in his rock face and then killed him.
Well, that the end rock wraith,
mm-hmm.
like, it was pretty freaking hilarious the second time I played because I was like, okay, I'll side with you. Yeah, sure. Blah, 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 fight the other rock wraith. And then he's like, that's all my treasure. You can't have any of that treasure. Just leave.
Yeah, and then that room with the key
instead of fighting him, there's an option in the dialogue that says, Varric. And Varric just pulls out Bianca, shoots the rock wraith, and I get like 15,000 experience.
Man. Well, isn't there a way that he actually like, he can join up? Like he and the other rock wraith become one?
What?
Maybe I misread that in what was going on. So, I don't know.
That was Billy, everybody.
Oh, Billy.
Billy's been playing some games.
Billy's been playing the
Runaway from the People game.
Go in boxes. so that's pretty much as far as I am. I've been then doing some quests in Act 2, and I got the 100 Sovereign achievement, so now I'm going to start buying stuff again.
The Black Emporium has some sweet stuff.
Where Black you can go Emporium? Buy Where is this Black Emporium?
It's the DLC.
The free DLC. Show.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting.
The Cerberus Network.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And it's got, like... the reallocate all points of any character.
Oh, you can do it with any character?
Yeah.
Oh.
They just gotta drink the potion.
That's nice.
Drink the juice.
and then there's also the they have a few tomes of leveling up.
Oh, nice.
And there's also a rejuvenation potion or something that gives everybody a level up.
Well,
whoa.
But you can only drink it once in the game, and I saved it to like level 22 to use.
Yeah, at some point it starts to become kind of a long draw to get another level in that game.
Is 30 the level cap?
I got to level 24 and I did pretty much everything there was to do.
Okay, so there's no achievement for hitting the level cap.
20.
Okay,
there's
20.
An achievement for 20.
All right.
Okay. But I don't think it's possible. Maybe to 25 if you were to like hit all the traps or instead of like in all the chests.
Disarm all of the traps.
Hit every experience point possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've also gotten into the mindset now in Act 2 is I won't second guess myself. So like when I was playing in one, I would do something and then I'd be like, ah, crap, I'll go reload that dialogue because I was like negative with Isabella or Varric. And I'm like, oh, I don't want that. I want to redo it and see what happens. So,
not the way life works, Griff.
Yeah. So now I'm in the, I've just settled down. I'm like, okay,
whatever happens is
Isabella.
Are you?
It's hard.
Have you, at the, beginning of Act Two, did you get to take her to your house? No.
That happens pretty early in Act Two. It's pretty easy to get her in bed, but it's like really hard to get her in a relationship.
It's not really hard. You just got to do her quests.
Did you do it as a chick though, or as a dude?
As a chick.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And she likes. She's like. It's a pretty funny scene when they start going at it. Because they both have their like daggers everywhere, and they just start like flinging weapons all over while they're on top of each other.
I talked to her and I got like the prompt to do the relationship thing, and that's it.
Yeah,
like, that's as far as.
Did you guys, Griff? You might not have done a bit. Do you remember there was a quest with some kind of like blood mage?
There's a lot of blood mage quests.
So there's a blood mage who is like luring Templars into the like that brothel that they have. I forget what it was called.
The Blooming Rose.
Yeah.
That looks like a thing.
Looks like the mansion thing that you lived in.
No, I'm talking about why they call it the Blooming Rose.
I never really looked at that. That's awesome.
Yeah, their logo is.
It's not a blooming rose. No. It's a rosebud.
Which
looks like something else.
So
genitalia.
Yes.
So anyway, but no, I thought that little bit of dialogue was really interesting, where they had like where she starts to take over your mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you let her?
Huh? Oh, Bethany helped me out with that.
Yeah. I always defer to the let the other character help.
I sort of wanted to
take to the. Did you take your brother / sister to the Deep Roads, or did you let them stay?
I took Bethany and Varric and Isabella to the Deep Roads.
So Bethany's no longer with you?
Yes, Ryan. As I've been trying to not say, she's no longer with me.
Well, there's like 8 different ways you can come up with that.
Well, I'm just saying. We don't need to explicitly say that she's not working with me in this game anymore.
Oh. How sad.
But, no, I was sort of confused. Like, I understand Varric is a bit of a man whore, but it's like when he started like really getting down with that, I was like, wait, we're doing a job right now. I don't need to do another job on top of it. Like, you can just calm it back, dwarf. If you want later, you can come back.
Yeah, right, here's now. Some money.
Exactly.
Wait, what part?
What? Okay, so when the one lady's trying to take over your mind, and Varric's just like. What's wrong with a little pleasure while you're working? I'm like, there's a lot, because this girl A looks creepy as hell. That is my first problem.
There's no romance option on that dialogue wheel.
There's no way to get to it.
No.
Be really, really sweet if it was like Mass Effect 2 where you could just die.
That would be sweet, yeah. And now you just have to play as your other characters. Yeah. The story of the champion ended there. Just like Shepard and Space Herpes gets them in the end.
It'd be cool if that happened, and then like...
Well, and then it cuts to... Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stop lying. I know that's not how it happened.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be really awesome. Sort of like when you do Varric's little mission quest.
Yeah, he's killing everybody.
I thought that was really weird at first. I was like, why is he just tearing through these dudes?
You're my favorite brother, and I've always looked up to you.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
The other thing that I read about online, I never noticed this, was in the beginning intro sequence with you and Bethany, when you're playing, if your character is not a mage and you have Bethany with you and you're doing that, like, abilities to everything and how great you should be.
Yeah.
Apparently Bethany's bust size is much, much bigger than real life in the embellished story than it is in the actual story. Yes.
Interesting. I have to look at that.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
I also like how Varric has the nicknames for all the girls, like Sawyer.
Oh, there's a dialogue with Aveline and
what does he call her?
Aveline.
Oh.
But that's why there's a bit of dialogue. I was in the Hanged Man, and Aveline just starts talking to him and being like, you have nicknames for everybody but me. Why is that? He's just like, And he's just like, well, how about red? She's like, that's too obvious. And like, there's just this whole like dialogue about it. And he's just like, I just haven't come up with something good yet. All right.
I just come to the conclusion
that he just doesn't really like her.
I thought it was funny because he never told what up into the Deep Road section, he had never called Bethany Sunshine. And then afterwards, he's always referring to it as Sunshine. It's like, I've never heard. My party had always consisted of those two at least, and then some third party member. But he had never said, called her Sunshine. And then all of a sudden, now it's her nickname.
Some of Varric's stuff that he says while fighting is actually pretty entertaining.
Varric and Isabella's banter is probably the best in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because Isabella with anybody else in the party is some of the best. Her with Bethany is good because it's super naive girl, and then it's just
put Meryl in there. She's naive.
I've got Meryl and Isabella in the party now, and their banter is really good too because it's a lot of like Meryl not understanding what Isabella is referring to when she's talking about filthy stuff. Or Varric and Isabella is good too because it's like they just play off each other, so they'll just like get even dirtier. And Varric is usually at a loss. It's really funny because he's like, I am confused right now. I don't know what to say. And Bianca's confused and I'm confused and I don't want to be here.
Varric and Fenris is actually kind of amusing at times.
Is it?
Yeah. The bummer things though is like Varric and Fenris, that's kind of amusing because they just rag on each other.
Okay.
Bethany and Fenris is a bummer because Fenris has this huge like dislike for
apostates.
And so he just keeps ragging on her. It's like, this is why nobody likes you.
Yeah.
Because you're downer.
Well, he is like your Templar guy. Yeah. Like, he is just like the Templars, where he's got the lyrium infusation. Infused with lyrium.
He's soldiers. He's glowing blood.
Infused with Reese's peanut butter chunks.
Oh. Snickers.
My favorite rare element.
I don't know. I haven't spent enough time with Anders or Meryl to know if they have anything interesting to say.
Really. Meryl like
and Fenris is really dumb.
Yeah,
it's boring.
The two L's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Anders. I haven't used him yet.
Yeah, you're not gonna like him.
No. Started to use Anders and it's just like, all right.
There's no point.
He's really powerful though.
He's really good. Well, but he's uninteresting.
Like I was saying, like I could probably, if I spec him out to be an like a damaging mage, he could probably be really good, because the way that I have the difficulty and the way that I just play is there's no need for a healer. Mm-hmm. So, but I have him spec'd as healing right now. Yeah. So if I set him up to be a damaging class, like he would probably, with all his like specialization abilities for his like justice thing, or vengeance or whatever, he could, if you go that damage route, he could probably crush some dudes.
Yeah, vengeance.
Just like Meryl, if you spec her to blood mage, she can do some damage too.
The most damage I ever did with, like, in a party was, I was the warrior. I had Varric as a marksman rogue, so he did crazy damage. And then I had Meryl and Anders spec'd out to be damage mages.
Oh.
So it was just like, guy dead.
It is interesting when I switch off my character when I start just going to a different character and play as them. I must just be doing something wrong with how I'm playing, because when my character, like, I'll go be Isabella and I'll run away from the battle, and then the hawk will then just destroy everything in the battlefield. I'm like, oh, okay, that ogre is now dead because of what my person did alone. And I'm just over
continuous
here
continuous attacking.
That's all being Isabella over here in a corner, and Hawk is crushing everything.
Yeah,
I always like as a rogue fighting ogres, because it's just like, because if your ability resets fast enough, you can just do the instant dash behind them every time they go for a big swing. Just like blip stab, blip stab.
Mm-hmm.
Ogres got really easy by the end of the game.
Yeah, at some point they're become like, not.
Yeah,
even. Just like, it's like, hooray!
Oh, good. Ogre.
Something that'll stand up for more than a few seconds. Did you have a funny thing in Dragon Age where it's like, at some point, your power. Like, you were so strong that the enemies
would just explode
yeah. on encounter. Like, it's just like, here they are, and boom, okay.
That's what I was telling you about the...
Really? No, like, I...
Jagged Coast, or Brute, whatever it is, the... Whatever the coast.
Wounded Coast.
Wounded Coast, yeah. That place, like, I got in a fight there, and enemies would just get blown backwards and got turned into jibs.
It could it's probably Varric.
No, nothing was hitting them. They would run at me, and then they would get blown backwards and turned into bits.
Are you saying, like, from your character?
I didn't do anything. No,
I absolutely 100%.
They would run at me, and, like, through some aura of destruction, they would then fly backwards and turn into just limbs and bits. Like, dead space dismemberment chunks. Mm.
You're 100%. It wasn't one of your party members using the skill.
The only thing I could imagine
always behind you.
The only thing I could imagine was it was the blowback from a fireball from Bethany, but she could only cast that once, and then there would be a reset on it, and it was happening nonstop. Like, it got to the point on the coast where I would run at a guy to attack them, and the entire four guys that would be entering, like, I'll beat the respawn. And I'll be sitting there for moments where there's not dudes coming at me. And then the next guys come in, and the minute they start walking forward, they just get blown back and turned into jibs.
Huh, that sounds like just some funny...
It's the only time I've had it happen, too, so I'm thinking but maybe someone's just...
What I'm talking about is, like, there was, like, a small, like, hour to 2 hours of that game where it's, like, I think I was stronger than the game anticipated that I would be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were still standing, like, very beginner... enemies at me. Mm-hmm. So it was like they would run up and I would stab and they're just mush.
Yeah.
And it's just like we would just destroy things. And then I got into some other missions where it's like, okay, so now they live a little bit longer. This mm-hmm. is okay, better.
I think maybe a combination of the different people attacking at once.
Yeah, I mean, it might be. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think like there are definitely better ways to spec out your team to make it like an all out just massacre machine. So.
I got pretty good at it by my third playthrough.
I'm sure. Sure, you did. Like,
when you
tightened up that skill.
So when you got to like your second or third playthrough, were you doing all the quests, or did you
The second playthrough, I was doing a little bit of dialogue. I was skipping through a lot. By third playthrough, I was just like skip.
But you still did every quest in the game,
because you basically have to. Because some of the achievements I was going for in my third quest are like find all the deep mushrooms or ricklicums.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only get those on certain quests.
Okay.
So I had to do everything.
Huh.
But yeah.
Great.
It's done.
Nice. Walking away, dropping the controller.
Yeah. Just taking a break for a while. It's like crack, man.
Cold turkey.
Dragon crack.
Dragonfish. It's really just the age of dragonfish.
The Age of the Dragonfish.
So besides Dragon Quest or Dragon Quest, besides Dragon Age 2, is anybody playing anything? This is
I played a little bit of Torchlight.
Oh yeah. Xbox? That good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Is it downloadable first person shooter or
first person shooter, man?
No. Didn't we talk about Torchlight? It's
Diablo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's cartoon Diablo.
What's that game that I was thinking of? Blacklight.
Not Torchlight. Tango. Oh, Blacklight. Yes. Tango. Yeah, no, Torchlight. No, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's all right. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to buy it.
You just got the demo.
I just did the trial thing. I was like, this is really cool.
How much is it?
1,200 Microsoft points, $15.
It's probably, 10 now? I bought it for 10 on Steam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that was my thing, too. I was like, I could wait for this to go on sale somewhere, or like...
Or wait for Torchlight 2.
Yeah, or Torchlight 2. They're shooting for the end of the summer. I'm going to
wait for 3. Wait for
Torchlight 3. That's the goal.
Return of the Light.
So I played that. That was all right. I like that. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I went and bought the old Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And all
jealous.
And both of the expansions for it cost me $7.
Wow. Where did you get it on Steam? Or?
No, half price for it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
So I've been playing that a little bit.
That's amazing. I love that game.
It's so stupid. It's so awesome. My favorite thing to do once I know that I've already like won the challenge for the thing is like put balloon shops everywhere so that everybody owns balloons. So that when it finally rolls over and it's like, you accomplished the achievement thing, and then everybody like turns and claps at the screen. And they all let their balloons go, and so it's
balloons.
I forget how it ends. Does it? Is it by the end of a year, or is it just like you quit?
There's always
it never ends.
Well, it never really ends. You can keep doing whatever you want to do, but it's like it always have like a thing where like have 1,000 guests in your park and have an overall park rating of 800 by the end of year 4. Hmm. It's just like the last one that I finished yesterday. I was like that was exactly the thing. It's like you had to have a rating of over 600 and you had to have over 1,000 guests in your park by the end of year 4. By the beginning of year 2, I had 1,500 guests and I had like a rating of 900 and something.
So you're doing okay.
I was doing fine.
Yeah, it was a starter balloons.
Park. So I was like, balloons I like it, everywhere.
I like putting free hot dog balloons. Stands right next to the exits of roller coasters. I like putting gets hot like
I like putting bathrooms. I like putting bathrooms right at the entrances to or exits to.
Yes, yes.
Hot dogs.
Do you make your own roller coasters, or you just do the?
Sometimes
presets?
I make my own. A lot of the times, I'll just throw presets out there to get going. Because they're a little bit cheaper.
And like, when I was a little kid playing this game, but I always made the craziest roller coasters, and then my coasters would get like stuck at some because you actually have to have some physics, you know. It's like
that's the thing.
You can't just put like a roller coaster there.
You
can't
just do whatever you want to.
Can you have like a sudden drop roller coaster that like it just. The people like climb a ladder to go up and it just goes straight down into the ground and it's like it's just a diagonal line.
Oh yeah, and you mean like just send them to their doom?
Yeah.
You can kill people in this
game. Oh yes. Nice.
Your park rating is not very good.
You can't. Like you will lose ratings really quickly if you kill people. That's why you should always do test run before you open them. Before you open it. But the dumb like Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 has a really dumb system where it's like, okay, so I turn it on and I want to do a test run. And then, I didn't build it right, and it explodes. Now I have to tear the whole thing down and start building it again. I can't just close it down, rebuild like the sections that I need to rebuild, and then do a test run again. You have to
I stopped trying to do my own like coasters. Because the preset ones are...
The preset ones are cool, but it's like sometimes like if I have weird like terrain and those coasters don't fit, rather than like... then I'll just try to like make my own.
I told you this before, but I always like doing the Raging River around the entire park because that thing's easy to build. It always works, and it's just a long ride that everybody loves. Just like around the outside of the entire park, just do the Raging like River thing. It's awesome.
Also, they have those one rides where it's just the giant like pneumatic like lift all the way to the top. Space shots. And they give you the option as like how high to build it, and I'm like, why would anybody not just build it all the way? Like, why does this?
Let's stop about midway.
Well, let's just put a couple of them on there. Like, no, you put it on the highest hill you have, and you just crank that sucker up to space. This is a real space shot, damn it.
Space elevator.
Space elevator.
Spellevator.
Mm-hmm.
Space lift.
What have you been playing, Billy?
Billy has not been playing.
What about
much.
Anything else for you, Griff?
I downloaded the demo for Sanctum of Slime Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Sanctum of not Slime. Good, no, not at all.
Is like, this what a DLC?
No, this is a downloadable game.
Or DLG.
Some DLG dog. It is it is a top-down shooter. In the vein of what was that PSN game, John, that came out earlier this year?
Stardust Age.
No. Earlier this year, or late last year. Zombie Dead Apocalypse. Dead Nation, something like that.
Yeah.
I think. Dead Nation.
Yeah. Dead Nation or Zombie Nation,
something like that. Yeah, Zombie Nation is the
Zombie Nation.
Zombie
Apocalypse.
That's Dead Nation. All right, Zombie Nation. I think it was Dead Nation, and that was the top-down RPG Diablo zombie killing shooter thing.
It was like a twin stick shooter thing.
Yeah, twin stick shooter. That's exactly what this is. It's a top-down shooter
with
twin
the stick Ghostbusters
with the fake Ghostbusters.
What?
There's fake Ghostbusters.
Of Busters, right?
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters 2.
No, you don't want to call them. They're not worth it. They're overpriced and they don't get the job done.
The original Ghostbusters are old at this point. They retired.
It is four different people. Money. There's like the goth chick.
What?
The black scientist dude. The main guy with the hat.
These aren't real.
And who's the funny guy?
The blonde rookie. The funny guy is the blonde rookie.
Really?
So, yep.
And my understanding is now the technology exists to cross streams.
You can. You can also just shoot the proton pack at the other person.
What?
And they don't care. Like, you can just light them up with protons. Now, you may not be crossing streams.
These are toys now.
Because, indeed, yes. You may not be crossing streams because you can't tell if beams are going over top of each other or through each other. The other thing is you have to manage different types of beams. So you've got your red beam, yellow beam, and the demo.
Is that the slime beam?
No. Unfortunately, it's not the ooze beam.
Ectoplasm.
It's your red plasma, your red proton beam. You've got a yellow like plasma beam, which is a shotgun. It stuns enemies if they're not. So the whole way this game works is based on color.
That's so the way that Ghostbusters worked on the 360 and
color
that, yeah.
So if there's an enemy that was red, you shoot him with something red.
Oh no. Just so that the beams, there's like five different colors of beams.
Did it matter what color you were using?
Like you had because different. The yellow different one was weapons, the shotgun, right? They were all beam colors.
I thought they were different, like styles. Wait, of projectiles.
Ghostbusters are we talking about?
The what? Ghostbusters,
the one that came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the yellow one was your shotgun blast.
But it did different. It did different projectiles, right? It wasn't just a straight proton beam.
It did like a. It was pretty much.
Really, I played the demo and it was like, you had a shotgun blast that acted like a wide shotgun blast, right?
Maybe on that one, but the blue one was just a blue beam, and the green one was a green beam.
Because I thought your base one was like the proton beam, and then it was also acting as a lasso, and then you had like your heavy powered shotgun yellow beam, and then you had a couple other variations that did things too.
The blue one like froze people.
Oh, okay. Well, in this it's three different variations. You've got your proton, and in the demo you get access to the yellow one, which is like a wave. It shoots like a wave shotgun blast. It's really slow and really irritating because it doesn't give you any sense of when it's going to fire. So you'll just be holding in the direction, and then it's like, okay, 3, 2, 1, fire. And now you're still holding the stick in the direction you want it to go, and it's 3, 2, 1, fire. And I don't know if there's a cooldown on it, because then if I let go of the direction, does it reset? It's really, really poorly designed, and all the story is conveyed through comic book style stuff without any voice, which is okay. But it's not the Ghostbusters. It's like the new Ghostbusters.
Right.
The Turdbusters.
The Turdbusters. And it's cool because you're going through like this map that is like has all these different rooms and stuff, but it's completely linear. There's no room for variation. And then every room you run into, if it's not a hallway, the door gets locked and you have to kill these ghosts until you can move on to the next room.
Was that for lack of a better word, or?
I was going to say zombies.
Wait, so there's no traps, though, then?
There's traps and vehicle sequences, but not in the demo. I think you probably trap the boss or something like that.
Well, you drive like Ecto 10.
You drive an Ecto Hummer.
Oh.
What?
Shoot me in the face.
So they've got a little bit of budget. Ugh. The new Ghostbusters. They're overpriced, man.
Yeah. Dude, there's a hat.
What?
I'd have been down for like the Ecto PT Cruiser.
Oh, God. Ew. But yes, no, that's probably...
That would have still been in a better vein than Ecto Hummer.
Mm-hmm. Ecto Hummer or Ecto Escalade, whatever it was. Yeah. It looked like a Hummer. Not a good thing.
Not it's a hearse. Gross.
No. Unless there's a moment in the game when you're driving the Ecto Hunter and it's or Hummer and it says, "Yo, Ghostbuster, hit that big ass ramp." Then that's the only time it's valid to have a Hummer in the game.
especially if you're being chased by a helicopter.
What
if there's ghosts in the desert? I mean,
yeah,
you need to go off-roading.
You gotta go
hunting.
Find that diamond encrusted that crystal. You have to go find Dan Aykroyd's crystal skull vodka. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect. So yeah, Sanctum of Slime 2. Crystal skull vodka. The search for Dan Aykroyd.
The search for dead.
Yeah, so not good and not worth the $15 that it's being sold as. Cause
but you just got the demo.
I just got the demo.
So maybe there's some other stuff.
You know, if you want to risk it, but the demo...
It's pretty bad.
If the only variation is, okay, now here's a vehicle sequence, which is an on-rails vehicle, and you can shoot off the vehicle while you're driving, it's not for me. And just, like I was saying, like the whole irritating part of it is managing the different... Like, when you take something like Super Stardust HD, you're managing three different weapon types that all have a unique ability to them to combat the different colored asteroids. In this game, it's like the switching weapons becomes so impractical because the other weapons suck so much that it's like, why can't I just use the proton gun? And why can't the yellow shotgun just stun things instead of being something I have to use?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah. Boo busters.
Yeah, man. Ghost
busted.
Flusters.
Ghost busted.
I got the ghost flusters about that game. so that's it. That's all I've been playing. Yeah. Besides more Mortal Kombat demo.
Yeah.
Did you ever finish out the stage fatality?
I have some. That's what I have to show you.
Oh, you figured it out?
I figured something out.
Nice. Did you get? Oh,
no, I did not. But we can try it in practice. Well, it damn you!
Okay, so
we've been sort of beating around this. My fucking PlayStation.
I thought you talked about this last week.
I don't think so. I think it happened on Thursday last week.
No, I'm fairly certain you talked about it last week. Yeah.
Have I been missing my PlayStation that long?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
God damn it.
Then aren't they just supposed to be sending you a new one?
It should be here shortly.
Well, that's good.
Maybe are you going to go wait for the mail?
I'm hoping that when I go home, I will have a nice shiny Crysis 2 sitting in my mailbox.
Xbox.
Yeah.
I might have to go get that today.
I don't have any desire to play that game, so it's all you guys.
That's like the only thing that was out recently that I'm just like, yep, I'll give that a whirl.
Mm-hmm. I've got no achievements to get right now.
For the 3DS.
Fair enough. I am super excited to see that.
Uh huh.
Super excited to see that.
I'm ready for some ARG, man.
Yeah.
Arrgh! I'm going to make Billy fight a dragon.
I'm also trying to invent ways that we can hook that up and record videos.
It won't. You got
to
get.
You have to buy something from Nintendo for that.
Probably. You probably have better luck with the PSP.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. No,
but I mean, definitely. You're not going to be showing 3D. You'll just be showing.
Oh, I know, but still.
3DS. 2DS.
Fuzzied out.
Yeah, not 2DS. A good launch lineup either. Like, Pilot Wings is maybe something I would consider getting, but then I realized that I don't like Pilot Wings, and for all those people in the world that are like, Pilot Wings is so great. I have such great memories.
Pilot Wings stopped being good about 30 minutes into Pilot Wings 64.
I played Pilot Wings 64, and I thought it was not so hot, and then I don't know if I ever played the original Pilot Wings. That's it.
I never played Pilot Wings.
I never played the original. I know me and my brother played a lot of Pilot Wings for 64.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was never that great.
Yeah.
It's a do stuff game.
It's take pictures while on the hang glider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon Snap with that.
But
Snap.
Worse. But
with
way
no
worse.
Pokemon.
With no Pokemon. It's just clouds.
Worse.
And then what else? There's the Street Fighter 3D edition, Super Street Fighter 4 3D edition is probably the one to get.
It'll knock you out.
Dude, I want to play that game.
The other thing I'm thinking about is Nintendogs and Cats, but then I realized that it's going to go...
That you have one right there.
I've got a Nintendo
Cat.
You
have an AnCat.
But I'm also just thinking like, it probably showcases the 3D well, but it's not something that I want to play over a long period.
You should get Kinectimals.
Yeah.
Dude, no, you should not. I've played that game. That is not a game you want to play.
Why don't you? Is it just boring?
Well,
you pet the cat,
that,
jumps,
that
does
game
the hula hoop,
definitely
and then you play volleyball.
Yeah, that game.
Really?
Wait, what?
Because Hunter's cousins.
Sounds like he got excited.
Hunter's cousins described it as, he said, Kinectimals is just the same thing over and over. It's totally repetitive. All you do is pet the cat, it jumps through the hula hoop, and then you play volleyball. Is that a fair assessment of how Kinectimals goes?
Those are things that you definitely do. I mean,
there is a very small amount of adventure to that, I guess, where you're like exploring new areas of this map, but it's still, I mean, yeah, you're playing dumb games with an imaginary cat, mm-hmm. and the problem is that like the hand recognition on the Kinect is not strong enough right mm-hmm. now that it can
tell. Notice when you poke it, the cat in the brown eye.
Which, yeah, exactly. It just doesn't know what you're trying to do.
I just come over here for that.
Exactly.
But I'm super excited for Child of Eden.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's ever a time for us to invest in green screen technology, that's it.
Why?
Don't know.
Why would you need a green screen?
That just would be cool to have us looking like jackasses while playing Child of Eden.
I think it
would
be better if you didn't have a green screen for that.
Just watch us, just a recording of us doing that.
Sure, man. It's all cool.
This is basically a green screen.
You could just get Michael Jackson the experience and look like an even bigger jackass.
But you have to wear, yeah, one glove? Uh-huh. Don't you have to
it
wear
did
one
used
glove?
To, no, well, like the game used to yet. Come with one glove.
It's only out for the Wii, so
yeah, and
you don't
it used
know.
To ship with glove.
No. For the Xbox, it's supposed to ship with glove.
With the Wii,
you used the Wii remote, right? So you don't need the glove.
No, but it used to, okay, so
I thought the glove came with the Kinect, so it senses the gloved hand.
Dude, that would be awesome. But no, like, when the Wii game first launched, it came with a glove, and it explicitly told you, do not use this with the remote.
Oh, really?
Because it will slip right out of your hand.
That's awesome.
Diamonds are not a grip.
Diamonds are not forever.
Especially fake plastic ones.
You guys play anything else besides?
I played Angry Birds Seasons.
Okay. I played Nier.
Yeah. It was good. You like it? Like
the game. The first playthrough took me like 20 hours.
Jesus Christ.
So you play it, and then you pick...
Where do you find the time? Do you sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you sleep?
I stay up pretty late.
I mean, that's fair. So do I.
I was up until probably 6 last night.
Jesus.
P.M.?
6 a.m.
What?
Yeah. I was up until 3 a.m. last night playing Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I've been falling asleep a lot playing games lately.
I literally... I've
like at 11.
I'm on a 5-hour time schedule right now.
When
sleep
you get
schedule.
Up though, Griff, like you get up probably
8.
Jeez, 9. No way.
You get up around that time, Ryan, right?
Well, I didn't last night because I went to bed pretty late. Usually it's maybe 3 or 4. I usually go to bed, but
no, I went to bed at 3 and I got up at 10 this morning. So.
5 hours after I fall asleep, I wake up. It doesn't matter. No alarm, nothing. I'm just up 5 hours after I go to bed.
5-hour energy, man. You should stop taking that after you go to bed.
I should. 5 hours
sleep. Eliminate the
5 hours.
No,
sleep.
Just take the 5-hour energy before you go to bed. And you're like, now I'm done. Yeah. I'm up for 24.
Who needs sleep?
Yeah. Fuck it.
No, Nier is pretty sweet. Like, the first playthrough, you play through it. You get extra characters, too, which is pretty cool. I didn't realize that it came with characters. Like...
Yeah, you get the chick.
And it's not a dude. I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, she could be a dude. No. You don't know what she is.
Could be.
She's... No.
No, she's kind of a dude, kind of a not dude,
no,
right?
She's a chick.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Because...
There's a shade that's inside of her taking over her arm.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a dude, but she is a girl.
So she's a dude.
No.
She's a dude trapped inside of a chick's body.
Well, then the main character pretty much makes out with a dude at the end.
Well, so be it.
Hey,
but
hey, we're not judging.
The second
not
dude,
judging.
Emil, the second character, are you guys going to play this game?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like
the more you talk about it.
In the next 15 years, probably.
Yeah, when it becomes a novelty for me.
Well, I could like let you borrow it, you know. But this dude, Emil, he gets made into a weapon, and everything he looks at, he petrifies.
Okay.
He's got Medusa's powers.
Okay.
And he tries to cure himself, and he turns
in a mirror.
He turns himself into a skeleton with his head that's like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh yeah.
It's like Jack Skellington, gotcha.
Yeah, looks exactly like that, and his voice is hilarious. Like, because it's a high-pitched kid's voice, but it's a skeleton with this big grin on his face talking to you. And
dude, why do I like?
One of the ending playthroughs, like.
I need to stop trying to understand this game because like that makes no sense.
It doesn't make much sense because okay. He saves the other characters by like sacrificing himself. And at the end of it, his freaking head comes flying out of space, just his head, lands in the desert, and he starts rolling around on his head going, oh, that was fun. Well, I better go find the guys. You leave them alone for 2 minutes and they tear each other apart.
It was localized by 8-4, old 1UP people, John Riccardi and Mark McDonald. So it's got it's really well written localization stuff, like from Japanese to English.
Yeah.
Really, it's supposed to be really funny.
It's got its, yeah, Kaine, the chick dude, is the funniest character. She's like, every time she's cussing, no matter what cutscene, it'd be like this sad music in the background, and like everybody, every other character's like, you know, really sad, and she'll be like, well, that's shit. Let's get this fucking road on, or moving on the road or something, you know, just like start cussing. And she talks to the main character. She's like, one of the my favorite lines was, if you had any genitalia, I'd cut them off right now.
So you're not a dude.
What?
So your dude's not a dude.
Well, yeah, basically, that's what, yep, that's what she was referring to.
She's
going to
take him for himself.
Yeah. But the way the endings are set up, you beat it once, and then you can save your game, and then your new game plus, basically, but it starts halfway through the game.
What? Oh, okay.
So you start halfway through, you beat it again, you get to save it there, and you get your new game plus plus. Well, that's your B ending. Then you can beat it on your C ending. And then, but the way it works, you don't have to beat it again to get D. You can reload your B save, like, right before the boss guy, and beat it again and pick a different ending.
Hmm.
So you only have to beat it 2.5 times. That's for good. All 4 endings.
Any other games we want to talk about before a break here?
No. I can't think of any.
I really want to play Nier now. Like,
no, the more he talks about it, the more I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'll play that crazy-ass game.
I've wanted to play it for a while, but it's been something that I know that if I play it, it's going to either require a massive amount of time to get through it,
it doesn't.
Well, you are an impartial source, or else I'm going to get so far into it that I'm going to lose a massive amount of my life to it.
I feel like that's a good game to play in June.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good downtime game. Yeah. Like, I was thinking about pulling that out in December of last year. I'm going to play that for the last month.
Like, it actually, my final game save was 30 hours in deep.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I was...
Because I've heard it's like 60 hours multiple times.
No.
Ryan, did you use a walkthrough or anything?
Ryan's better than that.
Well, you have to find all the weapons in order to get ending C or D. You have to get all the weapons, and there was 2 weapons I couldn't find, so I looked at the walkthrough
just for that, though. You weren't just following it?
No.
Okay. No. All right, let's take a break.
Break.
We're back on.
Back on.
Hello.
Back on and ready for questions.
No questions.
It's the question of the week.
Yeah. First comment is from Hunter, and he says, Boss Barrel is by far the best website ever. So thanks, Hunter. Look forward to having you on in the future, maybe.
Guest host.
That's right. Next comment question. That's right. I guess we should do this. If you would like to have an email sent to us or anything, BBR at Boss Barrel Radio is the email address. You can also comment on a previous podcast, preferably one of the more recent ones so we see it. And then, or you can go to the Facebook Boss Barrel page. Just type in Boss Barrel Facebook search and you'll come up with the Boss Barrel page and put a comment on the wall we can read it there. Question, comment, whatever you like. So this question is from Jen, and she says, would you rather give up video games for a week or give up your cell phone for a week? And if you choose to give up your cell phone, you can't use anyone's cell phone. You have to go back to using payphones and landlines. What would you do?
I would totally give up my cell phone.
Really?
Yeah. I've already done both of these things this year. And the cell phone is fine. The cell phone is a lot easier to handle than the video games.
Giving up the cell phone?
Because without the cell phone, I have less time for video games. Giving up the video games.
Wait, you have more time, right?
Without the cell phone, I have more time for video games. Yeah, without the video games, I have
an excuse
more
for,
time for other people.
Mm-hmm. For other people not to get a hold of you.
Exactly. Like, oh, I'm sorry. My phone's... I don't have it.
Yeah.
I just want to play some games now.
What if it was any sort of, like, social connection? Like, if it's Xbox Live or PSN multiplayer stuff.
Dude, I would be fine with that.
Still that, still.
If you turned off my internet, I would probably be fine. I would be a little upset.
Yeah.
Because I like to get the internet for news and things of that sort, but.
Yeah, what if you could have no internet for a week?
That'd be a bummer. Because, I mean, that's how I watch, that's how I watch movies, too, so.
Yeah, I would probably go, that's tough, no internet, because then I'm guessing by internet that would be no podcasts or anything either.
Yeah, that's true.
So
no, there.
Well, no, just, like even downloading like through iTunes and stuff, like we wouldn't have that, so that's a bummer.
You just call people up and be like, hey,
but you can't.
Are you listening?
Well,
oh, yeah. Come on over, recording, live. I would probably give up games then for internet, so I could listen to podcasts still. You know, it's a week. It's not bad.
Oh, yeah. If we're, if we're just talking a week, like, I mean...
I guess it,
what for, about the rest of your life?
Yeah.
The rest of my life, I could deal without having a cell phone. I did that once. It was called, like, the 90s.
Did
not have a cell phone. That was a thing.
I don't know. I give up... I would really, really miss podcasts then, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably give up internet, I guess.
Really?
I could at least still do the things that I do and talk to people in real life about games. I just wouldn't have to be able to, I wouldn't be able to give listen up cell to podcasts.
Phone? Well, so here's...
Oh, you mean, like, give up for what? What, so, is, so, the, what is it between?
So Ryan's extrapolating this. We have the option of giving up the internet for a week, giving up a cell phone for a week, or giving up video games for a week.
Oh. Oh, that's, I mean, the cell phone is a non-issue. Right?
Yeah.
I don't, that is not a thing.
I don't need that.
So internet or video games?
I thought internet and cell phone were one. Like, any sort of social connectivity was one.
I mean, again, I did this. This was high school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need those two things.
Do I get a pager?
For the rest of your life, given up either internet or video games.
Well, it's just like, the thing of it is, like, I've been using video games a lot longer than I've been using the internet or cell phones in that order. So
go back to buying game guides.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. There's a new market for Brady Games.
Exactly. Like, if Brady Games can kill the internet, they will have a stronger market.
Yeah. Well, it'll just go back to, like, playground rules, where it's like, you know, somebody figures out how to navigate the mystical hidden forest of Zelda, and that is the coolest person in the entire world.
But, I mean, at the same time, that also, like, the internet has brought... us, like, rationale, though, where it's just like, there's no way to get Eris back. There's no stupid rink-a-dink trick you can do to get, like, to fight this fancy weapon
to get,
like,
the god chocobo.
There's nothing you can do. She's dead. Just deal with it. Or there's, like, yeah, there's no way to see Lara Croft's boobs. Like,
there is.
No.
If you put in your age, it's 99. Then you could see Igarashi's kids.
Yeah, see, it's just, yeah, there's... That's when video games were still innocent.
I'm sorry, is it? It's not Igarashi, is it? Igarashi's the Castlevania guy. It's,
Togarashi.
Togarashi. No, what's... Oh, man. The Tecmo guy who did all... Is it Igarashi? Guys, sunglasses?
John Madden.
No.
Black leather jacket.
I think that's the Castlevania guy.
Yeah, Igarashi is the hat and whip...
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
that's Igarashi.
Indiana Jones, dude.
Yeah, but what's the name of the guy that did all the Dead or Alive games, and he worked for Tecmo?
Dude, I have no idea.
It sounds like Igarashi.
Yeah.
Bogus.
Japanese.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Yeah. Yep, that's his name. I'll remember it eventually.
Okay.
Anyway, so
Mark
that's
Wahlberg.
It for our questions, I guess. Briefly, news here. Pretty. Well, I mean, since there's a lot of 3DS information going around right now because Nintendo gave out their builds, their free copies to all the major video game people out there. So there's a lot of that stuff. There's a couple of DLCs hitting. There's a stacking DLC. There's a Mass Effect 2 DLC.
Excitement.
And, what?
Excitement.
Oh, Beyond Good and Evil is coming to... PSN soon, and then the other big piece of news is square, well, I big is a very
loose.
Yeah, used very loosely. Is Gun Loco from Square Enix has been canceled.
Meow.
Yeah, so now you're crazy over the top third person shooter with ripped men in bunny hats. It's no longer.
Damn it!
Yeah, you're.
They're not coming out with Duke Nukem.
Gun and Run, or Run and Gun, a Gun and Run, or something like that. They called it style game. Yeah.
The club.
Yeah. Not a thing anymore.
That's probably okay. Can they start working on that Final Fantasy 13
versus 13?
Thing?
Yeah. Sure. No.
No. No. They cannot.
Right now, the technology does not exist enough to. There's not enough technology to render all the zippers at the moment, so we need to wait.
PlayStation 4 will be a thing.
Uh huh. Versus 13.
Yeah, that's a translate all that.
Not a launch title.
Package. Nope. Great.
See, there's one other thing. Oh yeah, there's a Patapon 3 is coming out. If you guys probably don't like Patapon, right? Or play it.
Oh no, I played it. It's a cool game. I have
rolling
no rhythm
balls
though.
And stuff.
What's that?
Is that the rolling balls one?
No, that's Loco Roco.
Yeah, that's Loco Roco. Patapon is a rhythm game that I have no rhythm in. So I
rhythm strategy.
Yeah, I can't play it.
I like it.
It's cool. Use
Patapon.
Okay, so so Patapons are like these little tribes of these little eyeball people that they derive all their commands from like drum beats.
Sounds like a game I should play.
You input drum beats to give them certain commands. It's kind of cool and interesting, but I fucking suck it.
I don't think it works well as a handheld game because if you're like in a public location, it's hard to maintain the beat all the time. So when you're when you're doing that in public, it's difficult. But if you're in your room, you're by
on
yourself.
On the NGP,
fine.
How cool would pawn, pat, pawn, just tap in the back of that.
Yeah,
mini.
But each button did a different noise. So you'd be like,
yeah,
pawn
true.
Was something and pata was a different thing. So hopefully they'll
tap the back and front.
So
yeah,
to a drummer, this game would be pretty fun.
Maybe.
That's taking it as
you know, it might.
In the same way that Guitar Hero would be fun to a guitarist.
Yeah, it's
but in a very
it requires some timing, but it's more of just like memorization of the inputs and then the strategy moving your characters around the screen
okay.
based on that input stuff.
It's like Simon Says War.
So Patapon, yeah, number 3. I got news.
What's up?
Transformers.
Oh yeah,
developed by
Dark Side
Moon.
Of the Moon.
Yeah,
Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon being developed by the same people that made War for Cybertron.
I would rather hear.
War for Cybertron 2.
Because that sounds like a better concept.
It does, but
yeah.
I don't think they're gonna fail. They're not gonna go back to the original ones when this one did so well.
Did you play any of the Transformer movie based games?
I played all of them. Yeah.
They're terrible.
The first two, yeah, they're really bad.
I don't.
But
think,
they
I
weren't
just,
developed by High Moon.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just the content is the problem.
I don't know if I want
to.
Hopefully, it'll be just a loose interpretation of the movie.
Hopefully,
they said that it was going to be on Earth, but they're doing what they need to make it like the last game.
That concerns me.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm very worried.
Because that okay. So taking up a movie,
they said no. They said there's going to be a third transformation mode.
Okay.
They're gonna do it just like the other one.
Okay, so no. So okay. So here's my question.
You can have you've got like your robot mode, you've got your car mode, and then you've got your car with guns.
Car plane mode.
No, the movie line.
What?
They're gonna have your gun mode, your robot mode, and then your the movie tie-in mode.
What is that?
Like the third transformation is going to be like the transformation of like Bumblebee into the that's in the movie.
Oh wait! What?
I thought it was three transformations: like straight up car, straight up robot, and then the in between one, which is like it's like a car with a bunch of guns on it.
Yeah, yeah. But the straight up car is the one the movie Taiwan, I think, because the last game the car with guns, and they had the robot.
There was never car. Well,
okay.
There was like car with a weapon, sort of. In
so,
the last
so here's
game.
They had two weapons.
Here's my bug with this is like. Bug is that there's probably not gonna be a bug in this. The Bumblebee is not gonna be a bug, he's gonna be damn
Camaro,
and that's a problem. And then also Megatron is probably gonna be a damn jet thingy. That's also going to be a problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because Megatron's not a jet thingy.
Yeah.
Megatron is one of two things. He's a Tyrannosaurus Rex, or he's a tank.
Or he's a gun.
Or he's a dragon.
That somebody holds.
Or he's, yeah, or he's a gun that somebody holds, or he's a dragon.
When is he a dragon?
Dude, when Beast Wars went crazy.
Okay, well.
There was an area when Beast Wars went a little too far. Optimus was still a gorilla, and somehow Megatron turned into a dragon.
Didn't Optimus Prime die in the show as well?
I think so, maybe.
Sure.
There was a lot of things. I only subscribed to Beast Wars Season 1 and 2. The rest of it truly loses me for canon.
Yep, it's no longer becomes canon for Beast Wars. I don't know.
Definitely. If you want to give it to somebody that knows how to make those characters work, great. Like, that sounds exciting to me. It will probably play really well, but I take issue with the movies and what they're doing to that franchise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the way the Transformers look. I don't. Hey, Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also excited for the movie.
I still haven't seen the second one. Maybe I should go see that.
Really? You haven't seen Transformers 2?
Nope, because I hate Shia LaBeouf, too.
Yeah, he's probably the best part of the movie.
Fantastic.
Everybody sucks so hard that it makes him actually look like a decent actor. Just like Indiana Jones, where he's like the only redeeming part of that film.
Yeah, I actually like him as an actor.
I was going to say Kate Blanchett is the only redeeming part of that whole thing.
Kate Blanchett and Shia LaBeouf as playing himself. I don't think that's himself, John. I think you're confusing that. Like, he's into it so far. Just like in Transformers, he wasn't the same dude as in Indiana Jones.
No, that's true, but it just...
He's still Shia LaBeouf, and stand him. But
I don't care for him.
Why do you not like this guy?
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just doesn't really... He doesn't really lack... Or he lacks a lot of, like... charm as an actor. Like, he's really gruff. He always seems really angry on screen, and it sometimes works. Like in Transformers, the writing was good enough to detract from that, where he would be kind of funny, but it wasn't really him conveying the funny. It was just sort of him like delivering the funny lines and then being concerned about what he needed to do, and everybody else's performance was just so irritating and awful
that
it was
what like, about okay. The guy from Sector 6?
I cannot. That guy is the worst thing in the entire history of movies ever.
So good.
Like, where did that guy? Was he a thing beforehand? Like, is he a stand-up comedian? Idea. Like, is he like Carrot Top?
No. He was. You saw Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Oh, is he Jesus? Okay. Yeah.
He's a comedian.
I can't stand him in those movies.
He's fine in certain bits, but
I can't believe they brought him back.
Oh, he was also in The Secret Window. He played the guy that was allegedly ripping off his book.
That movie was so bad.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I'll give the game a chance. I don't think I'll give the movie a chance, though.
Yeah. Just go watch the 1986 movie.
Huh? I'm gonna write the review. Exactly. I'm gonna go ahead and write the review for both of them right now.
Right now, the movie and the game.
It was great.
Everything was great. 6 stars. Best thing ever.
Oh, man. The part in the first movie.
Makes all other video games unplayable.
I went and saw the movie, and then I played the game, and I went and saw the movie again.
So in the part in the first movie, when they zap that little cell phone, and it turns into this raging...
Hey, remember when John Voight was in that movie?
Yeah.
And then when he wasn't?
Yeah.
And then remember when the hackers were in the movie, and then they weren't?
Yeah. I remember a lot of things.
That movie had no connectivity.
No, that movie just kept going all over.
It's like
the place.
Could have been 6 more hours with, and then have finally fleshed out what they were trying to do with everybody. But it was like,
remember when Bumblebee didn't speak? Remember when any of the? Do you remember when any of them spoke anything?
Yes. What do you mean?
No, none of those Transformers had any character to them whatsoever.
What are you talking about? Jazz was.
Jazz got ripped in half.
He was a very colorful.
Jazz said like.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's just like it's called Transformers. The Transformers are people. They're supposed to have things going on. Megatron has 2 lines.
Yeah.
And they're very short.
Wasn't one just him yelling?
Yeah, him just yelling at
as he flew
Starscream.
He was like,
and even Starscream didn't like the damn
Decepticons barely even spoke anything that was discernible.
Right. And, you know, 2 is a lot better because it's a lot more focused on, like, the robots as characters. Some of them are just like, meh. Still not designed for me. This is still for a different audience.
I mean, this is exactly why I really enjoyed the Transformers War for Cybertron, is just because it was all about the Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
No kids, nothing going on there. Mm-hmm. Just the Transformers.
Right. But how are you going to make a live-action Transformers movie without making it, like, towards human, you know?
Make them not an integral part.
Yeah, don't make them as big a deal.
Make them the main characters.
That's why you could still enjoy, like, the animated series, because the kids weren't that big a deal. They were just sort of in the middle.
Yeah.
Make them their home base of, what was that? Transform the base.
Yeah. Autobot City needs to be transformed. Yeah, so that's it, I guess. Podcast is over. Thanks for listening. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's it for news.
Oh, I went and saw Battle LA.
Yeah.
We talked about
that
a little bit.
You want to talk about that right now?
It's kind of a cool movie.
Okay.
There's some battling.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I think the CGI is pretty cool in that movie too. And it definitely, like you said, it's Independence Day for this era. It's
watching the trailer, I get a lot of like the Transformers brown note noise.
District 9.
That vibe, yeah, that like low pitched like alien vibration noise.
Who says aliens have to have that noise?
No one.
Where did that handbook come from?
I don't know.
I blame Michael Bay.
It's pretty interesting. A lot of people die in that movie.
That's cool.
But it definitely like it ends.
Dying sweet.
Like there's.
What do the aliens look like?
Squid.
Like people, sort of, more or less. I mean, they're bipedal creatures.
Do they speak English?
Nope. No. They talk in a series of like murmurs and clicks.
Ugh.
It's like District 9.
Here's exactly. They talk like the Decepticons in Transformers.
Oh man.
Yeah, squiggly click noises. Sounds like.
Is there subtitles?
It's not Michael Mann.
No, it's not the guy from 300. That's Sucker Punch.
I don't know.
Itagaki. That's Tecmo.
Oh, yes.
Itagaki.
Itagaki is the guy for...
For Tecmo and Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is.
Got it.
Podcast over.
Thank you.
All right. Battle is a good movie.
All right, cool.
If you don't want a good story, you just want a...
Popcorn flick?
Yeah.
Would you recommend going to LA or going to Battle?
Which one did you get, Battle or LA?
I got more Battle than I got LA.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, it's really weird that it's called Battle LA. I mean, it does take place in LA. All
right.
Is LA the only place getting...
No. Look, it's exactly like Independence Day where they're everywhere and they're all attacking at once. And it's just like the people in LA... find out how to take them down, and at the end of it, like, they transmit all over the world and tell them how to take them down. No, nor is Will Smith.
Does anybody say welcome to Earth?
Nope.
Does Aaron Eckhart punch an alien in the face and say welcome to Earth?
See, at least in that regard,
let's put a smile like, on
it's
that
a,
face.
It's a little bit more, I don't know, it's a little bit more...
Do they die because
it's a little bit more mature and serious about its tone. Uh-huh. Because like more so than Independence Day, we are like straight up losing. Like within the first 24 hours, they have like destroyed almost everything.
Okay.
Like they're ripping stuff apart.
Right. So how does the military survive?
Oh, they don't.
Do they blow up the White House?
They find out really quickly that the aliens are using their radio waves. The aliens find out that we are using radio waves to communicate, and they pick up on that, and then they track us with that, and that's how they just wipe out all of our major installations. And it's really quickly. They have weapons that it's crazy. But the thing is, like,
do they have to pick up a landline and call Japan that hey, we figured out how to kill them?
Yeah, that's the thing. They have to use landlines to communicate anything. Huh. They can't use, but. No, it's really cool though because the aliens aren't overpowered.
They need exits.
What's that?
They need exits.
Yeah, Mr. Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the aliens aren't so overpowered that they're like just like completely unrealistic. It's just like all their stuff runs pretty much like our stuff does. It's just more advanced.
Okay.
Let me guess how you kill them. Oxygen.
Sneezing.
They die from oxygen.
No, it's not War of the Worlds.
Milk.
No. No. They're actually attacking our planet.
Stabbing.
For our water. Somehow they figured out how to use water. Like, all their vehicles must be hydrogen vehicles because they use our water as a fuel system.
Hmm.
And they
are. Microwaves.
Something.
But
their guns are all like.
American Eagle body spray.
Yes.
That's the secret.
I mean, the thing
everybody
is,
get to Abercrombie and Fitch.
Like all of our soldiers are using, like, compared to what they're firing, like very, very low caliber rounds. Like every single one of their little grunts are using like 50 cal rounds. Like they have like, and they all, like, all their bullets are on fire for some reason.
Yeah. So oh, they're incendiary rounds.
So they, yeah, they're incendiary. Like they just,
is it a red flame or a blue flame?
It's red.
Ah. What kind of alien uses red flame?
It
should be blue flame.
But it's like...
Blue flame is like more terrifying in sci-fi because you don't know if it's actually fire, if it's some sort of like
red
alien
flame,
fire.
You know what it is.
No,
yeah.
it's
just on fire.
All their
put
fire
that bullet
is like
out.
Red or white flames.
So you see the fire coming at you when they fire them?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like it moves really fast, but when it hits, like, it's immediately like cauterizing whatever it hits.
Wouldn't that, like, help? You know?
Yeah,
like,
it's like a lightsaber, man.
It would help, but, I mean, if, like, you're losing that part of the body and it's cauterized, kind of not really, I mean, it's stopping the flow of blood, but at the same time, it's kind of making that area not really useful to you anymore.
Yeah.
It's better than bleeding out.
Yeah.
It's better than the bullet turning into an explosion.
Yeah, it's true.
And ripping them to pieces.
Yeah, why don't they have that kind of ammo? Yeah.
And then they do have rocket launchers.
Explosive rounds. Yeah.
They do have rocket launchers that fire like 5 missiles at once. And these are like single person launched things.
Rocket launcher.
They have a lot of destructive
capabilities. Do the humans get to use those at the end and blow people up?
They don't.
No. I'm not seeing it.
They use ground to ground missiles and they use an AT-4.
Yeah. Does that kill some things? Do they have shields? Do they have to take down the shield defense?
Does it go boop, 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 boop?
No. No, it's it's really, really weird. It's
Do they have a command for all units?
Sort of, yes.
Everybody attack that guy.
They have a central command, and then they have these drones. They're unmanned drones that are protecting the command, and they can't get any of their ground-to-ground missiles through because the drones keep just intercepting the missiles.
Oh, eight.
And so when one of the missiles is coming, they use the rocket launcher to take out that drone before the missile comes and blows the thingy up.
Okay. So it's like they need more Vespian gas.
Yeah. Then, yeah.
More lesbian gas?
More lesbian ass.
Don't we all?
On that note, we'll call episode 31. Thanks for listening to Boss Barrel Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Who the boss? We'll